Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inputs Outputs. I'm your host, Jeff Sengpiel. In this show, we break down the nuts and bolts of professional equipment for the broadcast, post-production, and audiovisual industries. Visit KeyCodeMedia.com to watch full-length product demonstrations, followed by Q&A from users just like you. Hi, everyone. Thanks for dropping in with us today. We're going to take an in-depth look at the just-about-to-drop Avid Nexus Edge product. Since the world was upended a few years ago, Avid editors have been scrambling to make things work in a true collaborative environment, trying all sorts of technology and solutions to make things work together as close as possible. We've thrown about just everything against the wall to see what sticks. And we've all discovered that we want an easy and secure way of editors to keep editing in Media Composer, whether they are in the facility or at home or in a coffee shop or maybe even a camper traveling the world via a hotspot. All with true collaboration possible, just like everyone is down the hall in the offices of yesteryear. That future is finally here with the release of Avid Nexus Edge. We're fortunate today to be joined by the Nexus Edge team, including product designer Matt Schneider, Super Senior Solutions Specialist Kent Peterson, and Corey Tedrow. For those watching on video, we're going to start with the show, connecting this laptop with Media Composer Enterprise here in L.A., to a project that Corey's working off of Avid Nexus in Boston as local. Kent will also be accessing that same material, media, and project from his home in Toronto. Then we're going to dive into a technical panel discussion, talking about specs and the information your post operation is going to need before buying the solution. And when I say buy it, hopefully you buy it from KeyCode Media. You know, as the number one U.S. elite reseller of Avid technology and generally the best post-production systems integrator in the world. Otherwise, this is going to be a bit awkward. All right, folks, let's get to it. I've got my laptop here connected to our office internet here with a password of nice try. I've got my Media Composer Enterprise session open. What can we show quickly to wow this audience?
Hey, Jeff. Well, now let's pretend you're an editor at home, but you want to work like you're at the facility. Why don't we go ahead and add a new clip into the timeline there?
My screen is shared. Now I'm in the Urban People project.
Yeah, so why don't you grab, you know, a shot that makes sense for that sequence and drop it in there?
Well, you know, I'm never one for making sense. This is why I'm a technical guy and not an editor. So let's put a car chase chunk in the middle of this. That looks good. I love a good car chase. So we'll just drop that in the middle, right about there. And we're going to play through that. We got all our fun people sitting around and the car chase runs through them. You know, this feels like I'm down the hall from the Nexus, screwing up people's timelines all over the place.
As you know, like, I mean, you're super far away from all the media right now, right? And it felt like you were editing. Well, in the best thing about this too, is that now you can actually go and select the clip in one of those bins, right click on it and use the copy command to actually bring it down locally to you so that you can totally disconnect tomorrow, you know, and continue your edit and keep adding those bad shots into the sequence.
So that lets me basically download everything. So if I needed to go out to Malibu and sit on the beach, because we can do that here. I could do that and I could still edit with the material I've told it to download, right?
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this, right? Because then when you go and reconnect up, you know, you'll sync your project back up and, you know, unless you've added new media, you know, everything's just going to link back up and everybody's going to be able to see what you just finished editing, you know?
But if I'm connected, I'm acting like the Nexus is just down the hall. And all the updates are going to be in real time with everybody else.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about Media Composer, right? The whole project sharing, you know, everyone working in the same bins, the same project at the same time, and people just have control over it, right? Who gets in first controls that bin, but you can still use all the content that's in there. So super nice and easy way to work collaboratively for sure.
KeyCode Media. Any broadcast post-production. Keeping you ahead on technology.
All right, let's jump into these questions. We've shown the basics of how this works. There's a lot of questions production teams are going to have. For those watching live, you know, get all those questions in. First of all, and Matt, this is probably going to be a question for you. Let's start with what needs to be happening at the post facility. What hardware are they going to need? Network setup, firewall, bandwidth, all that fun stuff?
Sure. So the first basic hardware that you need to have, must have, is Nexus storage. Can be any make, model, flavor, size, capacity, vintage, and so on. There is a minimum version of the file system that you have to run, which is 21.12. But beyond that, you must have Nexus storage to support Nexus Edge, hence the name. There is no support for ISIS, recognizing that there's still some ISIS file systems out there, but you must have Nexus storage. The second thing that you must have is you must have the Nexus Edge server hardware. For the moment, we are supporting this as an on-prem infrastructure deployment. Yes, naturally, we are thinking, we are planning for a cloud-based deployment of Nexus Edge in the future. Can't say exactly when that's going to be available, but that's an obvious part of our of the product's future. But for the moment, it's an on-prem deployment. I'm going to guess that the next question on that is, can you run Nexus Edge in a in an on-site VM? Technically speaking, that'll work, but we haven't qualified or productized that configuration. So yes, it does work, but that's not something that we support yet. It's not something we've qualified. It's not something that we've tested. So I would hold off on installing it inside your own VM. Again, recognizing that there are a lot of customers, certainly big customers, certainly enterprise customers, that have massive machine rooms and data centers and have already have on-set VMs. So that's certainly something that we want and expect to productize at some point in the future. Beyond that, the bandwidth that you need actually is largely predicated on how many streams you want to play externally to your facility. And probably the best way to budget for that bandwidth is how many users will you have inside Media Composer. The browser is a different setup in terms of bandwidth needs, but how many users do you want to connect within the realm of Media Composer? We support up to 75 with this release. The payload of the proxy, including 8 channels of audio, is about 4 megabits, capital M, little b, not megabytes, megabits. So if you want to play 9 streams in multi-camera, you need about, loosely, 36 megabits. We will ultimately publish a doc that details what kind of performance to expect based on certain kinds of latency metrics. We consider anything greater than 4.5 milliseconds as remote. So if your performance, if your point-to-point latency from Nexus to your home environment, not to your ISP, but all the way to Nexus, if that's greater than 4.5 milliseconds, you're considered remote. In fact, Media Composer will give you a little warning if you're not in remote mode to say, hey, shouldn't you be in remote mode? Your latency is greater than 4.5 milliseconds. So that's, Jeff, hopefully that's the quick summary on what the basic dongles are, so to speak, to support this kind of workflow and this configuration.
Sounds good. And also one little point, if you have mixed ISIS and Nexus in your environment, you're going to have to be coming up to a version of Nexus that will no longer allow your clients to also support ISIS. So just keep that in mind. So next question we've got that's come up, what does this setup have that's better than cloud editing or the remote control setups like we've all been putting out there? So let me grab this one because I've got the stuff here. It's got this. It's got that, the big monitor back there. That's a 31-inch Posteum monitor. This is an IO box. So a lot of times remote control has been stereo and just the GUI. So if I wanted more than 2 channels of audio, if I wanted that third monitor, I was not able to work in a collaborative environment. So a lot of people also took entire systems home. Yeah, you could work that way, but you're constantly being fed media, drives were cycling in and out, or you're downloading all this crap from Dropbox or whatever method you were using. So that's the thing that it brings to the table. You are fully collaborative with a full edit suite in your home or wherever the heck else you want it to be, or a laptop at the beach if you've got the right Wi-Fi puck. All right, question 3, editor at home. What's that look like from a hardware software perspective? Can this be Apple? How does that work? Kent or Corey, you want to grab that one?
Sure, I mean, I can grab it. So basically at home, all you need is something that can run Media Composer. So we have a big wide selection of computers that we support. Obviously Mac or PC, it really doesn't matter because Media Composer will run on either one of them. And really it's just how fancy do you want to get at home, right, with your hardware. So, you know, whether it's a desk side, whether it's a laptop with a couple monitors, basically what Jeff has there, you know, pretty much you can have at home ultimately, right? And he'll be happy to sell it to you too. But so, I mean, that's basically what you need. And then you're going to need the latest version of Media Composer. And that's a key to the whole Edge. Once Edge is officially launched, whatever version of Media Composer is at that current state, that will be the version of Media Composer that you'll be running at home.
Very cool. So the next question was actually going to be about the version of Media Composer. I think you kind of cleared that up. So there was a little bit of a question there also about what type of Media Composer, Perpetual, Ultimate, and Enterprise.
Yeah, so for Edge, you require Media Composer Enterprise. So if you want to work in a remote scenario, then basically Media Composer Enterprise will be what you will choose. That'll give you the capabilities of having remote media, proxy media, as well as some caching within the projects and that to facilitate, you know, the latency that we're going to be dealing with in that. So that's what you're going to have to purchase in order to get Enterprise. And that'll also enable that server that Matt was talking about too at the same time with the software necessary for the Edge server itself too.
Work. So what about Pro Tools, Creative Cloud, other editing software? Are those going to be integrated today or are they on the roadmap for the future?
So I'll take part of that at least. Matt may want to follow up, but Edge does have support for Premiere Pro, not to the same level as Media Composer. So you're not going to get the proxy workflow with a Premiere editing client, but we do support the web panel. The web connector is supported inside of Premiere. So you could have Premiere clients on-prem connected to your Nexus and accessing through the web connector. Pro Tools has been a big question, a big request. We're getting lots of requests on that, and it is not supported right now. But I think the amount of it's something we're looking at, and maybe Matt can speak to that more.
Yeah, agreed with Corey. We've gotten tons of asks about Pro Tools integration within Nexus Edge for this first initial release. Which is coming out this quarter, Q1 of this year. We don't have an integration story quite yet that includes Pro Tools. But considering the flurry of activity that we're getting with regards to Pro Tools integration, it would be wise for us to make that a part of the roadmap. So we can certainly do that.
What's being used as the transport for each of these video signals, SRT? Is there a guide to knowing bandwidth by stream, resolution? Sounds like we need a spreadsheet in the future.
I can take that. So this is slightly different workflow. The NDI and SRT workflows tend to be associated with the so-called over-the-shoulder workflow, where really the objective there is you want a non-editorial person, a producer, a director, a showrunner, a post-supervisor, any other collaborator, non-editorial collaborator, to basically see the client monitor, the third monitor, also known as the producer monitor. That's not exactly what we're doing here. That's not at all what we're doing here in the context of the Nexus Edge proxy. The proxy is a streamable format, but it's also an editing format. This is literally the content that is sent to Media Composer from the on-prem Nexus for craft editorial. So the key value add there is it's a create once, use twice strategy, where what you create in the form of our proxy is what we use for the Nexus Edge browser environment. So when you play content in the browser, you're seeing the proxy. When you edit in Media Composer remotely or on-prem, because you can play with it, you can edit with the proxy on-prem as well, you're seeing the identical media file. So this is not the NDI SRT workflow as from the question. This is for editing.
Yep. And the thing that's also interesting is because this latest version of Media Composer has an SRT output, there can be a little bit of confusion there. The SRT output actually is pretty cool. I can bounce that off of a streaming service, and I can use VLC, forgot my cone today, to play that back as a third party, you know, watching the session, the output of the video of the session, like I was in your facility with the monitor over my shoulder, just on my laptop or my computer or my phone or whatever. So could be a little confusion there because it just came out at the same time, but it's not related to how Edge functions.
Although I'll just quickly add that they are meant to be complementary. You can have a remote Media Composer playing the proxy, editing with the proxy. You can have a producer or a showrunner who's seeing the output of your Media Composer via SRT.
what is the price of the Nexus Edge server and what's the price of MC Enterprise compared to regular MC. So I'll take that one. Contact KeyCode via our website to book a strategy call and figure out the pricing for you. Awesome. Now for the panel, we've covered a lot here. We've probably gone down a couple rabbit holes. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this all up?
One more addendum about things to think about with respect to the server. Proxy media does not pass through the server itself. It's actually playing directly point to point from a remote media composer back to the Nexus storage. So that's not a consideration when you are speccing out a server. You're speccing out a server to support the needs really of the browser workflow and the proxy resolver service, which is really the engine room of this zero relink workflow, is very, very lightweight. It does not put a lot of computational strain on the server. And that's by design. So proxy media, you're playing it directly from Nexus storage.
Awesome. So our apologies to Matt Damon, but we're out of time. Kent, Corey, Matt, thanks for joining us here today. Glad we got some questions answered about what folks are wondering about this new product. And if you've got other questions, please put them in the chat, or feel free to reach us out to us here at KeyCode Media, keycodemedia.com. Website's got a little thing that pops up. It asks you what you want to know. Type in what you want to know, and we'll get back to you. Thanks again for everybody joining us, and everybody have a great day. Thanks for watching Inputs Outputs. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive future episodes, and then follow KeyCode Media on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to receive news on additional AV broadcast and post-production technology content. See y'all next time.